Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. This is Nadia Angelini, intuitive life coach. So excited to be with you guys today. Happy February. Let's get this party started. I'm going to start with the energy update for February, and then I'm really excited to take callers. We got a lot of you today, so I'm going to try to get to everybody. So let's start with the energy of February. So I feel like 2022 has already sort of gotten this shift of energy movement forward, but it may still feel like things are not quite moving as quickly as you would like. So there is this sense of like speeding up and then slowing down and speeding up and then slowing down throughout February. They gave me like the vision of like a roller coaster a little bit of like, oh, there's going to be these highs and then there's going to be a low and then there's going to be a high and then there's going to be a low. But in this terms of like speeding up and slowing down, there's going to be this pattern throughout this month for some reason. It's like know when you need to go to action and do something different and when you need to go, I need to rest, I need to relax, I need to chill. Okay, so it's really going between those two states. And it's really about creating balance for yourself and really paying attention to if I'm out of balance, and I do this, guys, because I'm an action person. So I have to make myself stop and rest and chill. I will go, 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 go. And I have a very high stamina. So for me, it's like knowing when, okay, I need to take a moment. I need to take an hour. I need to take 20 minutes. So really paying attention because your body is giving you signals, okay? Not pushing through that discomfort to just make the action happen, if that makes sense. So the themes for February, there is a sense of feeling like your life is being turned upside down. And what I mean by that is we are going to be pushed out of our comfort zones. I'm going to use one of my favorite teachers who I love, Brené Brown. She talks about like we can do hard things. And I love it so much because the truth is until we're a little bit uncomfortable in the beginning, we can't really create change. So this is about the universe sort of giving you that feeling of like, oh my God, this is scary. I need some courage. I need to access some courage because it's pushing you out of your comfort zone. But the only way to get where you want to go is to be pushed out of your comfort zone. Some of these things are going to feel really uncomfortable, but I always say uncomfortable situations always have a massive gift in them. I've had already in February, like difficult conversations I have to have, where I have to hold on to my vulnerability and go through the courage. You know, for me, a theme that comes up for me personally all the time is I always feel like I'm going to do something wrong. It is just a very strange perfectionism thing from my childhood that I constantly am like, oh, it's okay. And even if I do something wrong, that's okay. I'm doing my best. I'm showing up. It's really reframing the energy of I'm doing of sort of being uncomfortable. Okay, so it's okay to be uncomfortable, you know, because that's how we grow. It's like exercise. In the beginning, it's hard until it gets easier, and then you want to keep pushing yourself. And it's the same with spirituality and moving into an allowance of letting your life get a little bit bigger. Okay, each and every experience is here to serve you, and if you're open to it, you can really get the gifts from it. But you will be uncomfortable. Is my point. So personal power is the next theme because it's really rising to new levels. It's a very exciting time. I feel like more and more the sort of underdogs in our world are gaining more power. And those of us that have felt like underdogs or felt like, you know, we're not a part of like regular people. I know that I'm speaking about myself. This is really the time to come into the power. So this includes walking away from things that are no longer a match. Where have you been people-pleasing? Where are you codependent? Where are you doing something out of fear? You cannot stay in those behaviors, those situations, or with those people. And really focusing on who do I want to be? What do I want to do with my life? How does my life look now and how do I want it to look? And how do I take daily steps, minor, small steps, to go towards that goal? Okay. I use this, you know, are you walking your walk? You know, does your life match who you want to be? Because it's not who you're being. You know, I'm going to quote this movie that my sons and I and my husband is just by default into it. But those of you that have not seen the movie Encanto, which is the new Disney movie, I'm obsessed. And in my therapist group that I'm in, someone posted, they were like, dear therapist, which is your favorite Disney movie and why is it Encanto? Okay, because it's like, it's deep. Yeah, it is deep. And I really resonated with it because the whole thing about it is you're not what you do. It's who you are, right? And that's really what you have to know is, am I being the person I want to be? Because then the success and the money or the partner or whatever the things you want will come. So that's the theme that's going to really continue throughout this year. Am I in resonance with who I want to be? You know, and even as a mother, am I being the mother I want to be today? You know what? I would tell my kids, because guys, full disclosure, I will fail miserably some days. I will be go to the dark side, I call it. And I have to go, I failed today, but tomorrow I'm going to get up. I'm going to do better, guys. I love you so much. You know, what do you think? And including them and with full transparency, full honesty, full ownership, because who do I want to be? I want to be the best mother I can be. It's kind of like that. You will fall, you will fail, but you get back up and you try again. And that's the sort of energy that you want to continue this whole year. Don't go, I'm the worst, you know, and give up on yourself. Okay. Another theme, moving onward and upward with deep levels of healing. More and more people on the whole planet than ever before, guys, are really facing stuff in a way that has never happened. And it's such a powerful time. The energy on the planet is at the highest frequency it's ever been. And so it's really an amazing time to really dig deep inside yourself and see, where are there still that wobble in my energy? Where is there something physically, emotionally, spiritually that I really clean up, because I'm ready to do it this month? Because it's a really good time to look inside yourself with love and compassion and release things and let that God source power sort of take over. Okay. Because it's just so close now. It's easier to access. I think that's the way I want to say it. It's easier to access than it's ever been before. All you need is the willingness to look inward and reach towards a better feeling, a better, you know, state. So if I'm in lack, victimhood, not feeling good about my body, wherever I am, I need to do something about it. And if I take a small step to feeling better, that universe is going to take my little inch and make it a mile. Okay, so really do that work, you guys. Lastly, creating abundance through the energy of trust and relaxation. This one made me very happy. So the more relaxed you are, the faster money manifests. So counterintuitive. So they were like, chill, chill, chill. The more I relax, the more I get. I'm blessed beyond my wildest dreams. That's the mantra for this month. Let the blessings come to you. You don't got to go get them. And then when you're inspired to the action and ready to put yourself out there and push past your comfort zone, do it. It's really that balance and that discernment. So this year and this month, be willing to push yourself past what you previously thought you were capable of. You know, we never know really what we're capable of until we get put in a situation. And so I think that it's your job to set yourself up to succeed and put yourself in a situation where you're going, I'm going to push myself towards what I really want to be. Like I tell people, I'm like, you want more creativity in your life? Go take a class. Go take an acting class. Go take an art class. Like, go do it. Do you want to be in better shape? Go do it, you know, but at the same time, you got to do that emotional work. So you're really, you know, it's fun to do it. You want it to be fun. You want it to be easy. You want to meet great people. Get ahead of it, like I always say. So set clear intentions for yourself and how you would like to feel in any situation. And this came in for me because sometimes I do this and sometimes I forget to do it. So you just don't want to underestimate that power of intention, guys. Like I said, the energy is very, very fast right now. So remember to go, oh, I'm going into a situation that might be uncomfortable or scary. How do I want it to go? How do I want to feel? You know, what do I want to let this other person see? What's my intention here? So getting really clear about that. There is more movement this month in stuck energy. But if you are still in a victim place, and I say this with love, guys, it's going to be harder and harder to get out of that pit. You really have to start taking the steps to get yourself out of the pit. If you are blaming other people or circumstances for where you are staying in that pit. If you are going, these people are treating me this way, I'm still sick, or whatever it is, and that's okay, you have to go, I'm ready to be well. I'm ready to be treated with honor and love. I'm going to start treating myself better. You have to turn it around, guys, because you can get really sucked into that old energy. And like I said, the energy is so strong. It's also strong in the other direction if you're not doing the work. Okay. So choose now to transform your life into what you want it to be. Okay. The universe has got your back. Okay. All right. So I want to share something before we get started on callers. I really want to support. We have so many people in this community that have amazing channels, amazing healing gifts, amazing things that they have to offer. And I want to support. And by the way, all of you, please email me if you have something coming up. I'm happy to share it on the show. So one, our only, our beautiful Mary Crawford, for those of you that know her, she's amazing. Her and another woman, they have a company called Two Hearts Healing Animals, and they're doing free webinars, guys, February, March. Okay. And you guys have to check that out. Basically, they're working with animal healing. So those of you that have animals, those of you that have any pets, and you want to do this free webinar, I highly recommend it. Mary's amazing. So it's the number two, heartshealinganimals.com. You can also find them on Facebook. If you want more information for how to register for the free webinar, email me and I'll send you guys the link. I just wanted to share that because I have a lot of people always emailing me or asking me about pets, and I do people. Okay. I can do some pet energy or dead people things, but it's not my forte. So I always recommend people where it is their forte. All right, let's get started. As you guys know, I'm going to call out the area code. Please listen. I do have a lot of New York numbers today, so just I'll try to do the next three numbers because there's a bunch of you today. All right, here we go with the first number is 814. Hello.
Howdy, Nadia. This is Lisa from Pennsylvania.
Hi, Lisa. How can I help you? You got in first, girl. You were ready.
I was ready. Okay. I will hear someone talking, like, on TV, okay, mm-hmm. and I will get teary-eyed and emotional. And
yes.
sometimes even before the person saying it or who they're telling it to does.
Yeah.
And I'm wondering, like, what is this about?
So this is really you're feeling the trajectory of the energy. You're already feeling that because, you know, before someone cries, the energy is already activated. Right before somebody's emotional or mm-hmm. they, oh, you know, that moment right before you cry, how you almost want to hold it in. It's a
right.
weird instinct that we have.
Oh.
Yeah. You're
right.
Like, oh, like you want to hold it back. And you
right.
know, seconds before that, you can feel that person already shifted vibrationally before they spoke the words. And because the words can't come until the vibration is shifted. So that's just telling you, you're super sensitive to vibration and energy, which is great.
Okay, yeah, because sometimes I won't even be paying attention to it. I just have it on, and maybe I'm doing something else, and then all of a
yep.
sudden I'll rewind it because I'm like, what did they say?
Yes. Yeah, you're feeling the energy. And also, when
okay.
those things happen, there's something in it for you. So I always say, like, there's a gift
right.
in you, and, like, what am I resonant with in this story? Because you were
right.
pulled
yeah.
towards it energetically.
Right. Okay. And then so it's not really anything intuition or empathic or anything like that, like
oh,
intuitive or anything.
I mean, it definitely
oh, it
is because you're feeling the energy. What I'm saying is, as Abraham Hicks would say, you're mm-hmm. sensitive to energy, and that's an empath or an intuitive. We all are intuitive and empathetic, but I think that some people have higher tuners, and if you're feeling that before, it means your tuner is high.
Yeah, I feel like it's getting high. Like it didn't used to be like this. Like this didn't used to happen. And even like mm-hmm. sometimes if I'm talking to like a friend or something on the phone and I'm telling her about something that I was doing, some healing work, and all of a sudden she started to like clear her throat. And immediately I'm mm-hmm. like, oh, that's connecting to her and she doesn't realize it. And then I'm talking to her about it. And then I looked it up in that, the body book.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like exactly like what she just did. Like, anyway, I don't know how to explain it, but it
basically, I totally
like,
get it.
I could tell it was something. So,
well,
yeah.
I think that,
which I love,
I think that the,
I love that kind of stuff.
No, it's amazing. And I think that what you're feeling is, oh, you've cleared and you've got if you think of your metaphor of like you're a boat, you've gotten enough out of the boat for you to be able to tune to something that's always been there. Okay, so it's
mm-hmm.
a testament to the healing you've done already, because I always say we get more and more sensitive to those subtler energies as we sort of clear out our own shit. But
mm-hmm.
what they're showing me here is you have a desire to kind of really hone this and put it out in the community and connect with other communities that are in this energy if you're
mm-hmm.
open to it. Because
yeah, this
it feels
is what
like
I've always wanted. I've always wanted,
yeah.
like, you know.
Yeah, so this is about you tuning it and practicing. And, you know, when I started doing this 20 years ago, I started doing sessions for people for donations because I was
right.
like, I
mm-hmm.
need to build my muscle of trust with yourself. That's the
right,
muscle you
right.
have. It's the gift you don't have to worry about. It's trust. in what you're getting.
Right.
Because sometimes I will get the weirdest thing, and I've learned, and you know from listening to my show, I will just say it. Even the person's like, no, and then later I'll get an email, oh, yeah, this you know, it's happened so many times. So I would work on building that muscle with friends, with, you know, whoever, because I think that this is a really available to you. It's definitely the way you're built. But they're showing me you kind of need a strategy. You kind of need to sit down every day, work on that channel, build that muscle, because you have it.
Right. Okay.
Organically. Great.
And I know you just – you had just mentioned, Gina, that you don't do animals at all, but I'm wondering, what about, like, something to do with a spirit animal, like an animal that's passed?
You know,
let me just tell you what I'm what my question
sure.
is and see if you
sure.
can, if you know or not. And this is going to sound really strange. However, I have big forks and I have little forks, you know, in the utensil drawer. And
sure.
I only use the small forks, and there's only four of them. Well, every single one of them went missing. And I also bought my cat a new toy that has a ball inside of it. And within a week, the ball was gone. And for some reason, I have a feeling that a spirit is taking it. Like somebody, I know it sounds ridiculous, but I'm the only one that lives here. And
I totally get it.
It's a really small area. And
sure.
when something crazy starts happening and it doesn't make sense, I immediately go to, like, you know, non-physical. And I'm like, okay,
sure.
somebody is messing with my stuff. So
well,
I don't know if you know anything about that.
I absolutely do. I do believe that, you know, energies can mess with you. At the same time, what I would do is go, show me where the forks are. Because
yeah,
that's
I've
where
asked
the
for
gift
them to
is.
Return it.
So
yeah,
it's funny.
I've
they don't need to return it. They're there. But if you don't think they're there, you can't see them. Okay? So you have to go, show me where the forks are, because they're trying to give you a message. There's a message here where you find the forks or the ball.
I was thinking maybe the message was trying to show me that, like, how powerful I really am, and that if I know that they did something with my forks, then I should be able to help myself and, like, get moving with all this stuff that I want to do.
Well, I would say it this way. You know, they can't impose anything that you're not a vibrational match to. I think the reason this is happening is because you're asking for clear evidence and signs of non-physical. And these are going, hey, here's your clear evidence.
Right.
And it's giving you validation. We're here. Now find your forks. Because they're in your house.
Right.
Let me tell you,
okay.
I have lost shit. This happens to me all the time. Like, I had a sapphire earring and it just disappeared. And I told my girlfriends, I was like, it disappeared. I keep it in the same place, hanging.
Right.
Where did it go? Girl, where did it go? And I was like, all right, I'm going to let it go. And about 3 days later, randomly on the floor in another room, I was like, what? How did this get here? But I found it. Okay, so I get what you're saying, for sure. So, you know, I would just open to
show me where the forks are.
Show me where the forks are. I'm ready. Show me the forks. And you'll be taken to them when you're not thinking about the forks.
Right. Okay.
All right.
Thanks,
Lisa.
Awesome. Thank you.
Have a good one.
Bye-bye.
Next, I got 415. Hello.
Hey,
hello.
Nadia. This is Paula.
Hi, Paula. How are you? Having a gorgeous day in California, aren't we?
Well, it just got overcast here.
Oh, okay.
But it's still gorgeous. I totally resonated with everything that you said in the beginning. You know, that little roller coaster, you know. It's like getting out the wobbles. So that's, you know, so maybe, and maybe like do like a general.
Okay.
Because I just really want to get those wobbles out.
Yeah. Is there something you're waiting for, like a contract or something like that?
No, it's more like just, you know, like trying to assess the properties, you know, like get that ball rolling on that.
Okay, yeah,
getting...
it's showing me that you're in a delayed place around that right now.
Yeah.
That you feel like you're in a delay around something to do with, you know, whenever I see this like contract energy, it could be for a house, it could be for a job. I'm not sure what it is. So it's for a house, for a home?
Properties, And then my brother now, he's saying, oh, we shouldn't split them up and all this stuff. So,
okay. So yeah, they're showing me.
I'm sticking to it.
Yeah. Stick to your guns. They're showing me a little delay. They want you to say, I want you to focus on with this, Paula, I want the highest resolution. I want a win-win for everyone involved. Like, that needs to be your mantra right now, because they're showing me that there's actually an alternate solution here that neither of you see that's actually better.
Oh.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
And it will come in. So, yes, win-win for everybody. I want everybody to feel good. I want the highest good for the properties, for my brother, for me. You know, I would just really focus on that, because they are showing me that there could be a higher resolution here around it.
And of course, I have absolutely no idea what that is, but I'll be
That's
open.
That's okay. Yes, just be open to seeing it. Be open to seeing it. The other thing is, there, you know, we've talked about opening to love before. Something shut you down. What happened here? Something is like you're guarding yourself right now, and I'm not sure why.
I don't know.
All right. Let me see here. There's some anxiety here. So what's pulling your focus? There's a fear energy that's underneath right now. Is it about these properties? Is it about the money? What is it about?
I guess it's just about all the change that's going to be happening, because my entire world is, you know, upside down, and I, you know, and like to move, I can't imagine finding anything, because, you know, all the stories about so expensive, all that, but not wanting to, you know, buy into that.
Right. So that there's this low grade anxiety that they're saying, hey, you got to tend to this.
Yeah.
Okay? Show me my perfect house at the perfect price. Please resolve all this. I'm open. Bring me my person. That's the work right now, because you're ignoring this low grade anxiety. You're not doing anything about it. And they're saying it's low grade, but don't worry, it will get bigger. But it's enough that it's closing you off to fully allowing in these solutions. I just want you to pay attention to that.
And it takes some action.
It does. The action is sitting and focusing on purpose with the sole intention of feeling better.
Yeah.
So you sit with it. You look right at the anxiety. What is bringing the anxiety right now? And whenever I feel this, it's not one thing. It's usually a lot of little things that add up to anxiety. And you got to clean them up one by one. So what am I feeling? What does this make me know I want? What am I calling in?
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
That's my meditation work.
Yes, girl. Yes. All right. Thanks, Paula.
Thank you.
All right. Talk to you soon. Bye, honey. Bye. Next, I have 949.
Hi.
Hello.
Hey, Nadia. It's Robin.
Hey, Robin. Girl. I'm glad you got in, girl. I'm glad you got in.
Me too. Me too. So to keep it quick, let me just ask for a general, and I can be more specific if you need me to.
Okay. So your intuition's really on point right now. They just want to let you know that everything you're feeling is right on. Okay, you're very, very tuned right now. Okay, for some reason, you are definitely in a process of finding a new level of balance and strength in who you are. When I said we're the universe is pushing us to see what we're capable of,
yes,
that's where you are right now. You're being pushed into seeing how strong and powerful you are. There is this little energy, and for lack of a better word, it feels hostile.
Okay.
Do you know where this is coming from? Okay, good. Okay.
Sure.
That's where they're showing me that we need to look at. What is this energy?
Well, I would say with the world, in the world, and a couple of times it's narrowed focus to family.
Say that again, because you're cutting out a little bit.
Oh, sometimes it's focused on family.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, because they're showing me us and them vibe. Do you know what I mean? Like me, the separation in people. So what I would focus on for you is – show me all the highest solutions to all this. Show me where we can connect. Show me where the love is. Show me where the compassion is. Show me where the empathy is. This is what the world needs right now. Let's be real.
Right.
And because they're definitely showing me some, they're giving it to me strong in the family, not just you. There's a lot of sort of people are up in it right now.
Yeah.
And you don't feel like you're up in it. You just feel like you're on the sidelines in it a little bit.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm trying to stay central in my heart, in my knowing, but.
So what do you want to happen? What do you want to create here?
Unity, peace.
Okay. So the first thing they're showing me is, number one, I would write lists of everything you appreciate about the people involved. Activate all their best qualities within yourself. Because when you do that, you help them see it and you help other people see it, you know? Secondly, this is really weird, Robin. They're connecting this to love relationships for you. There's a gift in here for you for not being codependent, for not needing to fix it, for moving into acceptance, for letting people be where they are and being an influence for upliftment.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
I think so. You're telling me I have to step up.
Well, it's also, you have to step up, but at the same time, not go try to save and fix it. It's step up for yourself, not for them.
Okay.
So, because all you can control is your influence. And you want your influence to be from love and compassion and empathy. But they're showing me this because for some reason, this is really tied to your male relationship as well.
Okay.
I don't know if, does that make sense to you?
I think so. And I'm going to take it that you mean my man is right around the corner.
That's right. But this is really about you going, I'm going to set a new pattern in a relationship, and that's part of what you want from your new man. And yes, they're showing me him here, but it's like that energy of, I don't need to save you. I don't need to fix you. I don't need to, you know what I mean? Your value is I'm an influence of upliftment, positivity, compassion, and I don't need to fix it.
Okay. Okay.
Do you see what I mean?
I do. I do.
Okay. All right, Mama.
I do.
Thanks, Robin.
Appreciate it. Bye.
Bye, honey. Okay. Now I got my first 917 New York number, and the second numbers are 272. So hello.
Hello.
Oh my God. Hi, Nadia.
Hi,
this is Samantha.
Hi, Samantha.
So any sort of guidance, I would very much appreciate any sort of input that you might have. I'm kind of lost in like all aspects right now. So anything that...
Let's do it. Let's see what's going on.
Okay.
Yeah, a lot of people have that where... Okay, so you're definitely at a place where you need to start sort of taking some action. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So like, it feels like you've been a little lazy. It's almost like, I don't want to do it. They're just feeling a feeling of apathy. You know what I mean?
Yeah. For sure.
And you definitely, there's something binding you. I mean, the image I have for you is you feel like you're bound and it feels like there's something you're holding on to from the past.
Mm.
Okay. So,
okay.
And this is interesting because they're showing me this, you in relationship to other, to your community, to a group of people, to something like that.
Okay.
Does that make sense to you? So what is it that you want to create, that you want to manifest? Pick one.
That's a good question. It's kind of hard to say. I mean, I want to say success, but at the same time, there's so many other things, you know, for the people around me. And
well, let's say... I want to, you know, I always say, I want to feel confident. I want to be doing what I love. I want to create abundance for myself, doing what I love. Like that's something that can feel, you know, success to me is that's what success is.
Got it.
I'm joyful. I'm living my best life and I'm making money. Yes. Okay. Like
that's
success, right? Instead of like, I have the material wealth. Okay.
Got it.
So what is it that you want to do that brings you joy? Let's start there.
That's another thing. I'm not really sure anymore. There are so many things that I thought used to bring me joy. And at this point, it's just not the same.
Okay. So what's one of the things that used to bring you joy?
Writing.
Okay. What else? You're a writer. You're absolutely a writer.
Yeah. It's been so long since I've devoted myself to that, so
mm-hmm. That's why they're saying you know that some of us have a predisposition. You definitely have a predisposition for writing, for sure. I'm gonna give you something to do. I'm gonna give you an assignment. What are the other things though, besides writing?
Researching topics that I really appreciate or I'm interested in, that I believe in.
Yeah. Okay, so the two things they're showing me is they absolutely are showing me a book and they're showing me a podcast. Okay, so they just show me two things that are in your sort of escrow that are available to you if you want to move towards them. Okay?
Got it. Okay.
That sort of encompass bringing people on and learning about stuff that's interesting to you, podcast-wise. But they are showing me a book. And I'm going to tell you something, that you can do it or not do it. You got to write every day.
Okay.
You need to be writing every single day.
Yeah, last time I actually spoke to you, it was years ago, and I think you told me the same thing.
Yes,
so, of course,
girl.
I did it for a while, and then I fell off again, of course.
Yeah, because, you know, the truth is, you know, I always say, what do I know? I want to love writing. I want to feel inspired. I know that I'm a writer. You do that work first. Show me the story I'm supposed to tell. What interests you? Let it come through you as opposed to feeling like you have to do it. But just like exercise, you got to sit down and create space for that. You don't have space right now because you keep looking at what is. And the story you're telling, Sam, is I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know. I'm stuck. That's your story right now. So you're not able to shift that. So what I'm trying to do is kind of shove you and go, what do I want my story to be? I want to feel inspired. I want to feel confident. I want to make big money. I want to be excited about what I'm doing. I want to feel passionate. You know, what do you know? And you start there to change this sort of momentum that you got going. You know, they use the word, you know, the word trending, right? There's the word trending. Like, this is trending.
Of course.
This is trending. Yeah. So what you got trending right now is I'm stuck. That's your trend right now.
Yeah.
And you got to shift that trend. Yeah, you got to shift that trend right now. And you can do it really easily. You have powerful focus, girl. You got to just decide.
Okay? Exactly, yeah.
There's a lot here for you. There's a lot here. I love this podcast for you. I think you would be amazing interviewing people about stuff. Something to think about. Back of the brain.
No, I love that. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Thanks, Sam. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right. I got another 917 now, but this is 407. Hello?
Hi, it's Anna. How are you?
Hi, Anna. I feel like I haven't talked to you for a million years, girl. How are you?
Because you haven't. I haven't been able to get through.
I'm experiencing
a whole bunch of wrinkles and stuff.
Oh, no.
This is messages from the universe I'm getting. Like the guy upstairs either spilled something or something, whatever, all over my ceiling in the bathroom. My light fixture needs to be replaced.
Mm-hmm.
Then
mm-hmm.
I had to call the boiler people like 5 times because the same problem continued. They had to replace a part on the boiler. So I'm getting all these messages. I just want to know what the heck the message is because that's what I need to know.
Exactly. So tell me what the feeling is that you get from these messages.
They're not hearing me. The boiler people, I called them, no exaggeration, 5 times. This is what the problem is. The baseboards are loud. There's water dripping. It's not properly. It's either not enough water or there's water in the line. I know what it is. I've lived here a long time. I know what the sounds are.
So they're
telling me, no.
Okay.
Turned out, yes. I called the plumber.
Right.
I had to pay him. He did it. He was like, yeah, there was air in the line. I know what it is, but, you know, I'm a woman. I don't have a, you know, weenie, so I don't know. I don't know what it's called in my apartment.
You're
hilarious.
Okay, I mean, I totally get it. I mean, I was a manager at a restaurant for years, and I was like, I would have to, like, get a guy to pretend to be the manager because no one would take me seriously.
So that's where we are.
I get it. So, but what's the energy is the universe isn't hearing me. Source isn't hearing me. I'm not heard. I'm not honored. I'm not respected. Okay? That's the energy that's your side of the street, right? Because they're showing you where you at. You know what I mean? They're showing you where you're at. So you feel a little out of balance to me. to be honest with you. I want you, it's so hard, Anna, because I need you to find a way to love more, to access the feeling of love. And we talked about this last month on the show, but you're one of those people that would benefit from, I love being honored. I love when people treat me with respect. I love feeling good about myself. I love that I can turn around these wrinkles because I know that I've just been stressed and my body is showing it. Okay, like I love money. I love success. I love whatever. You have to activate that energy right now because you're very focused on, with love, more of the negative.
Mm-hmm.
Can you feel it? Like your energy feels low and drained. And the way to fill the gas tank is, you know, it sounds cliche, but it's true. It's love. Love will fill the gas tank.
Mm-hmm.
You gotta walk away from an old way of thinking right now because you're mm-hmm. like, but this is here and this is annoying and this is frustrating. Like that's kind of your base right now. Does that resonate?
Oh, yeah, especially with the guy upstairs. He's a tenant. And I said, mm-hmm. what's leaking? Did something spill? And he said, call a plumber. I'm like, okay, what do I tell the plumber? What spilled? What's leaking?
Right.
Just call a plumber. So I call a plumber. He's like, no, not now. I'm in the middle of work. I can't open the door for the plumber. I'm like, plumber, obviously there must be a reason for the plumber. So the plumber came. It's an emergency visit. Hello. The plumber's here. Open the door.
You're resentful. What you're feeling, that's annoying. You're absolutely right. But what we want to clean up is I would get ahead of it with your neighbor, and this is going to sound so silly, but like with my kids, I have to do this. Hey, just so you know, next time there's something, let me know. If you tell me to call a plumber, you need to open the door when the plumber's there. And that's what we're setting up moving forward. If there's an issue.
Told him that, sent him a text with that. I said, you're the one who
And that's
suggested.
It. But that's my point is, and then let it go.
You know,
because you're still attracting being mistreated because you're doing it from resentment and anger instead of, hey, this is my boundary. We're not doing this anymore. You feel my uh-huh. energy is clear, but not blaming him. I'm like, hey, this didn't work. Next time you're going to tell me what's wrong and this is how it's going to go. Thank you. We're done here.
Yeah.
You know, there's a clarity. There's a boundary without the FU in it.
Uh-huh.
And it's hard to get there, but you got to kind of clear your side of the street out of it. But I would just activate the love energy. Use that statement. Find anything you can access to help sort of shift this because you're disconnected from that right now. You need to really fill that gas tank. Start watching shows that make you feel good. Give yourself a bath. Read a great book. You got to start filling your gas tank more consistently, however you can.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Because you're on empty right now, girl.
Yeah.
You're on empty.
Oh, I feel it. I feel like I'm dragging and worse than dragging. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah, for sure.
Obviously, the people around me are simply showing me what I'm noticing.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. So you have the power to shift that. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Great. Right.
Thanks,
you.
Thanks, Anna. Have a good one.
Fabulous.
The eggs. So this is funny. I got like two almost identical numbers next to each other here. This is a 516. Number, so I'm going to do the first one. So here we go. Hello?
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, this is Genevieve.
Hi, Genevieve.
Hi.
I was
wondering if you could give me a general.
Sure. All right, let's see. Genevieve, highest guidance for here right now. Okay, so the first thing that came up, interesting, is this sense of you being separate from other people, or you seeing yourself, I don't want to use the word comparing because that's not really the right word, but it's like I'm here and, or it's hard, easier for them and it's hard for me. Does that make sense to you?
Hmm.
Like other people can do it that way. I got to do it the way I do it.
I'm not sure. That's a little confusing. Yeah.
Okay. So what I mean by like, let's say I always say, I'm going to use this example. Let's say someone wants to lose weight. And they go,
mm-hmm.
I diet, whatever I do, it doesn't work. It works for other people. It doesn't work for me. I tried the keto. I tried the no gluten. It's not working.
Mm.
Does that energy resonate for you? Do you ever feel like it's something not working for you?
No, not really.
Okay,
I've got
sit with that.
A lot of things. Okay.
Go ahead. Go ahead. You were saying?
There's a lot of things coming in now.
Okay.
It seems like as I get older, I've got more opportunities happening.
Well, that's great. I love that.
And
yeah.
In which direction to go is probably one of the things that I'm thinking in terms of, you know.
Okay. So they're giving me this. The reason they're giving me this sort of, it's not going to work for me, and this is why I'm getting that energy, because I just asked for discernment so you would understand, because there's a sense of, and the word is dissatisfaction. So even though you have all these things coming in, I'm not feeling the joy, I'm not feeling the excitement, I'm not feeling the passion, because you're like, okay, well, I have all these opportunities, but I'm not feeling you light up. Do you know what I mean? Are any of them like, yes. Like your energy still feels like I'm not satisfied. That's like what I'm feeling as a base. And so I'm seeing other people happy with this. So I should be happy with this. Other people don't have opportunities. I should be blessed. You know, when we do that, I do that a lot. Like, oh, I should be grateful. Mm-hmm. And so do you feel like these are, because they're showing me here even more opportunity. Like there's a lot here that is coming, that even hasn't come in yet. So why aren't you like in your full joy about it? That's my question.
One of the jobs that I've been at for a long time, I'm questioning whether or not to go back again. I'm on a break right now.
Okay.
Something else has just come up. Editing a book just came up. Possibility of working with somebody that I worked with before that I'm not sure of just came up. And I've got all these things, and I should be at the time of retiring, and yet all new opportunities are coming up that I think, well, this would have been great 20 years ago.
Right.
Do I do it? Do I keep my precious time? Do I do? Yeah.
Yeah, and I think that I always say, make the decision in your mind and go, okay, let's say I said yes to, we'll just use editing the book. How do I feel? Do I feel annoyed? Do I feel stressed? Or do I feel good or excited? And it's really being willing to go, what do I really want?
Yeah.
Anyone else would be thrilled. I'm just not. And that's okay. That's okay.
Okay.
You know, you're allowed to do whatever you want. I give you full permission. Do you, girl, do you. And it's about you going, you know what? Thank you for the opportunity. I'm not feeling it. I want to go sit and read my own book. I don't want to edit. It feels like work. It does not feel fun. Okay? I want you to bring in more fun. I think that's what you're calling for, because they're showing me other opportunities here that would be fun. So I would focus on, if they don't feel good, it's a no.
Okay.
And listening to that, even if someone else would take that opportunity, I don't care about other people. And I think that's why they were showing me other people. I should.
Uh-huh.
It's the should voice, right? Instead of, does it feel good to me? Am I excited about it? Then yes. If I'm not, then no. I'm retired. I do whatever I want. You know, I earned it. I earned this time, okay? So I just want to empower you, because I am seeing other things. I don't feel like you're going to be sitting around doing nothing. But I feel like you can hold out for something that's exciting to you or fun or feels like, yeah, you know what? That feels good. I'm going to do that. That's the feeling we're looking for. Okay?
Oh, yeah. That makes sense.
Yeah. I hope that's helpful.
Okay.
Thanks, Genevieve. Okay. So strange. Almost the identical phone number, 516 again. Hello? Hello.
Hi, it's Kirk. Good to talk to you.
Kirk, it's been a million years. How can I help you?
I'm going to go for a general, but I will say that something I'm joyfully involved in has that energy you talked about at the beginning of the call. I'm experiencing a great deal of that.
Okay.
Up and down, emotional uncomfort.
Yeah, I totally get it. Okay, so let's see what's going on with you, Kirk. Okay, they want to tell you, you are on your path, honey. You are on your path. You are moving towards really opening the doors to your real happiness. You are on your path. They're just wanting you to know that these highs and lows are part of your path, okay? They're showing me you in and out, but better knowing your value, knowing what you're worth, knowing that you can have create abundance. This is still a work in progress, but it's way better. I just want to tell you. Okay. It's still something you need to give attention to, but it's moving in the right direction. Does that make sense to you?
Oh, yeah. In fact, I've been giving a lot of attention to it and basically doing a little investigative work to my energy and saying,
yes.
And I think part of what I'm experiencing is stirring up that old stuff that I'm changing or letting
yeah,
go.
Yeah, exactly. And so just keep at it. You're doing the right stuff. You're on the right track. Just keep going because it's not all the way shifted yet, but it's on its way. You're so, like everybody, and this is why you resonated. This is the year for you to really feel super safe and super empowered with who you are. And this just feels like such a new feeling for you. This is not something that has been, you know, this is about you really accepting and loving yourself and owning who you are. Okay. They are showing me there's going to be a fork in the road for you coming up, meaning like you're going to have to make a decision about something. You're going to have to sort of, there's something you're delaying making a decision about, and you're going to have to make a decision about it. Do you know what this is? I don't know if it's a job or a location or to travel and not to travel or to take this or not take it. It's going to be something that's like a big decision.
Okay. That's not related to the current project I'm on.
I don't think so. It feels like there's going to be like something coming in where it's like, oh, do I like have to cut this short and go? It feels like you're going to go somewhere, like travel or something.
Yeah, I got the feeling that there's some acting breakthroughs coming from
that. Yeah, it feels acting related. It feels acting related, but it might like there might be an overlap or something going on where you're like, oh, I have to sort of decide if I'm going to finish this or not finish it and just go do this thing. It's going to be that kind of a thing, but they're showing me it doesn't matter which way you choose, it's going to work out, but there is going to be this sense of like, uh-oh, I have to make a choice, you know, and I know you'll make the right choice, but.
Yeah, I think that's been brewing, and it's part of my embracing my divine bigness.
Yes, yes, and knowing... They're really showing me here that this is a great year for you to really release all the money troubles, like that money is going to start coming in more consistently. And I really feel like it is going to be through the acting, through something you want it to come through. And the happier you are doing it, the more they come, right?
Yeah. And I, most of my money work has been on the art side. And recently I've been reflecting on it. There's some big things with the art, but then I thought, wow, it gave me a new perspective that my thoughts about what the success represented in art financially was
right.
Peanuts compared to the acting
Absolutely.
Thing, and I
yeah,
was like, oh
yeah.
my God.
And I just want to, I want to give you this, Kirk, because this is really important. They're showing me that in acting, your female energy is what's going to get you the success. And I know that sounds like a weird thing to say, but like you have a beautiful female energy mixed with the male, and that's what you want to let people see. Okay.
Yeah.
There's something there. I don't know if they're showing me like that's the key to your success as an actor, something with a strong feminine energy attached to it. All right. Thank you, Kirk. Have a great day.
Oh, and thank you, and thank you for taking Genevieve's call. It's somebody I know, and
oh, good.
Someone.
Your phone numbers are like identical. It's crazy.
Yeah, I also want to thank you, every caller before. I'm glad you didn't pick me first because I've been writing so many notes. I felt that everything you said so far was directed to me, or relate in the same energy field.
Yeah,
and
totally.
I assume, yeah. So thanks to everybody.
Thanks, Kirk. You're so sweet. Thanks, sweetie. You have a great day. Next I have Mikey. I know this is you, honey. Hello? Mike?
Hello.
Hi, cutie.
Oh, it's so great to hear you.
Thanks, honey. How can I help you
today? Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Yes. Tell me how I can help you.
I'm excited. Hello. I love you. You're beautiful. You're wonderful. And I'm like Kirk. I feel like everything that was said before in this entire show has just resonated with me. And I listened to last month's show last night when I got home late from work. And I'm excited. And I might as well do a general because I'm all over the place. I'm just like, I feel
right,
like last
see.
Time I spoke to you, you told me that they were telling you that something about pot and to regain my passion.
Yeah.
I've been working on that.
Go
ahead.
Okay, so this is what I'm seeing. Number one, you are definitely in a more solid place, and they're showing me sort of in the money and all this, like the survival stuff. And all that feels really good. Like you're in a really solid place right now to kind of go to the next level, okay? The energy, they're showing me a lot of new creativity, like a new beginning, a new creative energy that's coming. So keep doing what you're doing. The thing that needs to be adjusted a little bit, Mikey, is you still don't fully believe you're going to get what you want. There's still this thing of like, yeah, I mean, I can get some of it, but not all of it. And like, what do I really
believe? I've been working on trying to believe in, you know, my powerful side. You told me that I didn't, or they told me that, I wasn't really believing in how powerful I truly am.
Yes, yes. And you've done so much good work, Mikey. I mean, they're showing me here that there's so much like disappointment that you've healed, but these are the words. You're still deceiving yourself to what you're capable of.
Okay.
You know, and so really
I've been kind of working on that in terms of, you know, in my job, you know, job, you know, that
I'm
in
course.
Service restaurant
right.
work.
Right.
And every day I go to work and people tell me how amazing I am. I mean, there's not one day that I go to work that people don't just tell me how great I am.
I love it.
Trying to really take that in as, you know, in every aspect of my life. I mean, I have love, I have great friends. I have things, you know, in the past, you know, I was an actor, but I haven't had an agent since 2013.
Well, and the reason I'm saying this is because I am feeling a creativity energy becoming more dominant. And, you know, Mikey, you know, I will say this, and I think that, you know, we're Leos and we relate. I feel very confident with who I am as a human being. I know who I am as a human being. I know who I am as a friend. I know I'm a good person. I know I'm a good friend. Okay. When it comes to my artistry, so for those of you that don't know, I just released a single on Spotify. You can find it on Spotify, on iTunes. It's under my name, Nadia Angelini. It released yesterday. And I realized, I'm like, I'm 45 years old. I was like, and guess what? I'm doing it the way I want to do it. Okay. And that freedom of, that's where I feel it's in your artistry where the holes are, not in who you are as a person. It's, could I really be good enough? Could I really do something that I love that's creative and fulfilling to me and still get that validation in the creative Mikey, not Mikey the person. Mikey the person, I think you do know your value. You know, that's why you can create the relationships and all that validation, but in your creativity, that's where we really want to go. I want to let, you know, source come through me. Show me my greatness is my favorite statement. Show me my greatness, because you're an artist.
Awesome, I love that.
Yeah, you're an artist, honey.
Yes,
and I have not been
creative in a while.
Yes, so that's where you want to go. If I was a little kid asking for something, what would I be asking for? And if you want to be an actor still, if that's still alive in you, go show me the inspiration. Bring me the opportunities. Bring me the inspiration to move forward and where I'm going to be creatively fulfilled. Acting or something better, you know?
Yeah, because, I mean, I never made a living out of it.
Right.
And
well, you never really got where you wanted to go.
That's from my own self-doubt.
Yeah, exactly.
Because
I didn't
believe in myself.
That's exactly right. And I resonate with that 100%. Yeah.
Okay, before I'm finished, I'd like to also go into some health things.
Okay,
am I creating anything in myself that's creating anything that's detrimental in my health?
No, you feel younger than you are. Your body feels younger than you are. You feel in a really good place to me.
Even though right now, like, I don't feel like, I feel like, you know, I have a COVID-20 hanging around my waist.
Sure,
that I never had
before. Think
that's
just resistance and fatigue because you're not fully going with the flow of your energy of where it's pulling you.
Okay.
And I think this creative energy is really going to give you that boost.
And
it's,
I feel
whenever
like
we
this
feel,
week, I've really, mm-hmm. I feel like this week I've kind of been moving more towards that since I haven't been drinking or smoking pot. It's only been 5 days, but
it's
I
a
feel
difference.
It already.
Yeah. Well, and you can also really feel like, your emotions real clear. And that's why it's a really good time
maybe,
to do this work.
Okay.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Thank you, Mikey. Unfortunately, I got to go. We're a little late here, but that's okay.
I appreciate your beauty. Bye-bye.
Mwah, bye, honey. Thank you guys so much. I will also be live next month on my show. It'll be March 5th, guys. Thank you for all you called in. I love talking to you. Have an amazing month.